The Redskins' nickname controversy has ebbed and flowed ever since it first became a cause, along with all of the other Native American sports team nicknames and mascots. You can backdate to the 1970s for the beginnings of the protests and discussions, much of it coming from college campuses where Native American mascots were numerous. Several colleges have changed their nicknames and mascots. Stanford and Dartmouth were both known as the Indians. Stanford is now the Cardinal, as in the color. Dartmouth is the Big Green, as in the color. When I was in college at Syracuse, I distinctly remember discussion about changing the Orange Men nickname. The school's mascot was the Saltine Warrior, an Indian with headdress who would run around the sidelines of Archbold Stadium or Manly Fieldhouse with his tomahawk. While I was still in school, the mascot was changed to a more Roman-like warrior. Most of us in school at the time agreed that the warrior was much less warlike. Finally, Syracuse changed its nickname from Orange Men to Orange, and the mascot became a furry orange named Otto. I liked better the suggestion that he be named Egnero, which is orange spelled backwards. Other schools who have changed their nicknames include St. John's, Miami of Ohio, and Marquette. From Red Men, Redskins, and Warriors, respectively, to Red Storm, Red Hawks, and Golden Eagles. There are also a bunch of colleges which have not changed their nicknames. Florida State went to the Seminole Tribe in Florida and got what amounted to permission to continue using the name. Same for Utah's Utes and Central Michigan's Chippewas. Reading some of the material written about the subject over the years, it seems Native Americans are more forgiving about the nicknames used than they are about the mascots. Both the Cleveland Indians' Chief Wahoo and the Atlanta Braves' Nakahoma have been replaced. But at Florida State, Seminole mascot Chief Osceola aboard Renegade remains a pregame tradition, complete with a flaming spear thrown into the turf at midfield. Like Chief Wahoo and Nakahoma, it looks out of place in this day and age. As for the Washington Redskins, some big names have weighed in favor of changing the nickname. President Obama threw down his 2 cents last week. Bob Costas chimed in on NBC's NFL game on Sunday night. But Redskins owner Daniel Snyder wrote a letter to his team's fans explaining why he does not want to change the name, saying it has been a part of the team's tradition and history for 81 years. Most polls on the question show numbers favoring keeping the name, even among Native Americans. But among Native American activists, those numbers flip-flop. The Oneida Indian Nation has been running radio ads in cities in which the Redskins are playing this year. After Snyder wrote his letter explaining why he won't change the name, an Oneida Nation representative said Snyder should attend a meeting with NFL officials and the nation. He told the Washington Post that way, Snyder can personally explain to Oneida families why he believes they deserve to be called Redskins. He can then hear directly from them why that term is so painful. For me, the bottom line is this. Sure, these nicknames and mascots bring with them tradition and history, but they also bring historical baggage. Just ask Stanford fans if they miss the Indians' nickname, or St. John's if they miss calling their team the Redmen. As a Syracuse alumnus, I could not care less that my school's nickname is now Orange instead of Orange Men. And I've grown to kind of like the fuzzy orange mascot, too. After all, we're talking about sports team nicknames and mascots. As Jerry Seinfeld once famously said on his show, "We root for the laundry." I'm Dave Gorin. We'll talk again next Wednesday.